Mr. Sam Rizzi for the Youngstown State University Oral History Department. Today's interview is located in Warren, Ohio on June 13, 1977 at 8 a.m. The topic discussed will be on the history of the Democratic Party of Trumbull County by Mark Dittmer. First, Mr. Rizzi, I'd like to ask you to give a description of your family and political background and relate what or whom or who has motivated you to go into the field of politics.
What motivated me was our Plumbers Association. One time they wanted a change in the plumbing code, and I was designated to go down to city council. This was in 1962, and the change from galvanized piping to copper piping. And I went down there. I went in the caucus from the city council, and then they refused me, and I was mad. As I turned around, that I'm going to be one of your opponents next year. And so I had to stick to my word, and I ran, and I won. And I've been in politics ever since.
And can you give a description of your starting point up till now as far as...
I ran in the primaries in 1963. And I won. And I ran in the general election in 1963, and I won, and I took office. I was fifth ward councilman in January the 1st of 64, and I served three terms in the fifth ward. That was 6 years, and I ran for council at large. And, I've been there 8 years in council at large, four terms. This is my fifth term now running for council.
What are the fundamentals of being a councilman, and what are the problems involved there?
Well, biggest problems is financial problems. The duties of a councilman is a legislator. And seeing that if you're a ward councilman, seeing that everything in your ward goes all right, you know, you take the complaints and you try to fulfill the complaints and. But the biggest job is being a legislator, making the laws.
Can you give an analysis of your main political philosophy and creed, and how you put them into the practice? If you have political philosophies, or what type of political philosophy you follow by?
No. After every general election, I forget about the parties tonight, and I just work for the benefit of the citizens. And I don't go down any party lines or anything. I never did. That's why a lot of the other councilmen are mad at me. They always try to beat me, but they never do.
As far as the main politics of the city is working as a councilman, are there intertwining difficulties between the councilman at large, or essentially, I don't know exactly what the fundamental purpose is related with the mayor's office, or?
No. Well, a councilman at large, he runs citywide. There's three to elect, there's always three. And then we have eight ward councilmen, and they just run in a designated area, in a ward. And councilman large has just as much right. They don't have any more right than a ward councilman. And we do work closely with the mayor. He tells us his programs and what he wants to do. We study it. We have committees. So we just do work with the mayor.
Yeah, what are some of the main issues that you fought with or fought against during your years of service in Trumbull County?
Well, my biggest issue was I was in, around 1966 or 67. We didn't have any mercury lights in the city anymore, and crime was high. And so I sponsored legislation, and I had a big fight. All the other councilmen wanted to tax the people for the mercury lights. I said, no, we're going to take it out of income tax. And it took me three readings, I had to go almost 3 months. I finally got 6 votes pass it. That was my great achievement, I think, being consul at no cost to the taxpayers.
And what are some of the other problems that, I don't know, exist today, or?
Well, our biggest problem is our sanitation department. We went down to landfill and we thought that we were going to be ahead money, but here it's costing us money going down there. And that's what that meeting's about this morning. And we need new trucks. So I did go down to Alabama to see a sanitation a department down there. They have what they call a bailing process. And I'd like to get into that. They'll get tons over a ton of garbage and they'll put it in a cubicle, you know. They just compact it. And that's going to run us about $500,000. And I think we should take it out of our community development money. So we don't have to increase our garbage rates. We can do that as half 1 year and half another. And that's what I'm going to propose.
Okay. Talking about the party itself, what do you think the Democratic Party of Trumbull County was at its peak?
What's that, Pastor?
When do you think the Democratic Party of Trumbull County was at its peak of existence?
Oh, I think they're now at their peak. We have more Democrats in office than we ever had. Just like when I took office in city council in 64, we had 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans. Today we have 10 Democrats and 1 Republican. And also the majority of our county is Democrats. We just have 2 Democratic county, Republican county commissioners, and all the other offices are all held by Democrats.
Is there any reason for this buildup, or?
No, I could. Well, we did have 2 Republican presidents here the last. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Okay, haven't speculated upon its highest point. Can you speculate upon its lowest head?
What? The Democratic Party? The lowest?
Yeah, the lowest head.
Not since I've been in office. It's always been going up and up. They've been capturing more seats, you know, offices, and even in the state level, the federal.
Well, do you ever remember a time with the Democratic Party? Is that
no, I don't. Not since I've been there.
Okay, talking about the party itself, too. Who's your favorite local politician or past or present, and why?
You mean the one I admire?
In Trumbull County. Yes.
In Trumbull County. Reed Batten, Judge Reed Batten. I admire him a lot. Got good philosophies.
One can expound upon why he, I don't know if it's motivated off of you or.
Oh, he runs a good office, and he's a good speaker. You ever listen to him speak? He's always hammering Democrat, and he's just a great guy. He is.
Okay. Campaign policies here in Trumbull County, y'all. Do you remember any unusual circumstances that ever went on in a campaign, or is the Democratic Party cohesive during campaigns, or?
Well, they're not in the primaries, but they do get together in the fall. Like last fall, I ran. You know, I was for county commissioner. We were really united. I mean, all the opposite. We met everywhere. We just really stuck together. We've all talked for one another at meetings. We was really united last fall. That was the best I've ever seen.
Do you ever remember any unusual circumstances that happened during the campaign?
Oh, you do find it in citywide, like a lot of times on election day, you know, we usually have a sample ballot, and this happened a few years ago. You go on one part of town, town. Maybe they've had your name scratched off the ballot and have somebody else, you know, the sample ballot, things like that. But that happens everywhere.
As far as the future of the Democratic Party in Trumbull County, do you see any changes overall, or do you think it's going to keep the way it is as far as the future of the party?
No, I don't think there'd be any changes. It's always been for the working man, you know, the middle class. But I don't see, foresee any changes.
Changes to the national scene, as far as the past in the 40s and 50s, most Democratic parties throughout large cities were controlled by the chief.
I think that it's past. They have one man dominating all the power. I mean, I think it's past.
And as far as what do you think of the two-party system?
Oh, it's good. No, I believe in the two-party system. The only thing I don't, you know, believe in is in the independent party. They never run in the primaries, and they always run in the general. A lot of them are just Republicans and Democrats have probably switched over, you know, they tried it as an independent, but I've never seen too many independents win in this area.
As far as the proceedings of the local mayor's office in Warren compared to, or the city of Warren compared to like Youngstown or Girard, are similarly these areas run the same or?
Well, Youngstown has a charter form of government. Like you get Girard and Warren now. They're what we call a strong mayor form of government. That's the only difference there. The mayor, he's the administrator. Council's a legislator with two branches.
But as far as running a full a format, Trumbull County is different.
What do you mean, the county or?
Well, the county format against like Mahoney County format or.
Oh no, it's about well. Youngstown would be different. See, he appoints the chief of police, the mayor of Youngstown, and the fireman. Now, you get Warren, they're not. One's in office, they're under civil service, a new mayor comes in, they still stay there. And then if they do retire, then the mayor in office at that time has the right to appoint a chief, you know, fire chief or police chief.
But as far as just administration differences, there?
No, there isn't too much difference.
And, what are some of the main issues going on right now as far as like urban renewal in Warren, or is there going to be a resurgence of trying to build up?
Well, urban renewal, I think they're on there. I think they're just about finished because urban renewal now is community development. They changed that, and how long the government will finance community development, I don't know. Urban renewal is finished as far as. The new name now is community development. We have more of a say-so with the money that comes from the government into community development than we had with urban renewal. It was rough. We had to go by their laws. The community development is more lenient. Gives us more power how to use the money. Constantly.
Do you think Warren's a stagnant town as far as?
No, I don't think so. People say it, but I don't. I think it'll be revived.
In what way, Jerry?
Oh, I think downtown will be fixed up if we can only get them absentee landlords to do it. You know, all the buildings downtown is all owned by people that live out of town. And they're working on it now. Like we're building a new senior citizens building, but that's with community development money. And we're going to have a big parking area. Someday, I do believe, that I'm afraid we're going to have a farmer's market down here, like they have in Youngstown. And then we have what we call this ecology bit this summer. We're going to clean up all these areas, cut the grass, do the ditching. No, I don't think it's that.
Having talked to Commissioner Kestrak about some of the problems here, he brought up the point that Trump County's having a problem getting industry into the area, or...
Well, the reason for that is sewer and water, you know. And now, if the commissioners would work with us, we wouldn't have any problems. Like that Golden Triangle, you know, that piece of annexation back to electric and all their plants. And they want to come in. But the commissioners, that's not this. They want our sewer and water. They do have our sewer and water. The only reason they want to come in, their sewer rate will be cheaper, the water will be cheaper, and their fire insurance will be cheaper. And then we are running sewers up there on the southwest side. That'll be a great development.
Why can't the commissioners agree on
everything? I don't know. I know we lost in the appellate court, and now it's in the state Supreme Court. Because they do want to be part of Warren, all that industry. We don't have any industry in Warren. They're all on the outlying areas. And the reason they're there is because I'm kind of Warren. We gave more sewer and water, just like Lordstown out there. And because I was on the water committee when that came up, and I fought for that water line out to Lordstown. That put the city in debt $1.7 million. We can't pay nothing on the principal until 1999. And that created a lot of jobs. That created Lordstown. That was the city who wanted to do that. But we don't get the credit for it, though.
As far as city development with this new industry going up in Conneaut and places like that, it seems like there'll be a shift of a population, or at least a part of Warren might even go up there. Or...
Oh, yeah, you'll see part of it go up there, but I think it'll benefit this area, too. Some of that money will trickle down this way. It always does. Because we have a lot of unemployed in Warren and Youngstown. No, that'll be good for our area, even if it is up at Conneaut. It'll benefit us. A lot of people still live in Warren, probably maybe drive up there. Back and forth.
Do you think the administration offices in Warren and Trumbull County are efficiently run? And what do you see are some of the...
No, I know the biggest problem. That everybody wants their little identity. They want to stay there, and they don't want to work together. And this is like a few years ago now. Allen Township trustees wanted to work on that agreement we had. But then Bezetta Township, they renamed. We could have really, they'd have had sewers, water, we'd have had everything out there. And every dime they were going to lose in taxes, we were going to give it to them back in in-kind service, like flat top, stuff like that, to make up the difference. But Howland trustees, they were in favor of it. But Bezetta Township wasn't. And that would have been a great thing for this year.
As far as, is it trying to keep a small town image, or the problem of keeping Warren seems to be coming out as being the aggressor as far as trying to mop up on some of these small areas? I can't see it in that manner, but this is the way these outside places look at it.
No, the reason they look at it that way, because we're the largest city in Trumbull County, and them little townships wouldn't be out there if it wasn't for the city of Warren. We had the sewer and the water.
Well, how essentially would it really benefit them? Or...
Oh, well, you got to have water and sewers to build homes, factories. You must have sewer and water. That's the biggest. That's one thing that's holding everything up.
Well,
But nobody wants to get together. The county and the cities, they ought to get together and sit down and talk about it. Just like I was a few couple weeks ago up in Morristown, talked to them to give them one. Because they are now a village, we will never annex them. So we're in the water business, and I was up there selling water. I have ordinance out of tonight's meeting.
Well, do you know the other side of you, or what is the other side of you?
Well, like I said, everybody wants that, their little power, their little kingdom, you know? And they don't want to, they don't want to give it up.
So it's something similar like the Cleveland, or
I don't know too much about Cleveland. The only thing we got, see, we have 25 square miles in Trumbull County. We got 25 townships. Got 25 police departments. 25 fire departments. 25 street departments. That's ridiculous. We ought to have one big metropolitan area. And then it would really save the taxpayers money. That is 25 square miles. 25 police department, plus the city, so you'll have around close to 30.
And have it all centered in Warren, or?
No, they could have satellite places, you know, all around. You have 25 street departments, everybody's plowing snow. That's ridiculous. I talked to the county highway department one time, and he said if just a few more pieces of equipment, he could plow all of Trumbull County. Just the county. But everybody got to have their own little department. And that's really wasting taxpayers' money.
So you want Trumbull County to work as just a one large
company? Oh, sure. That's what it should be. Be one big metropolitan area.
Do any other counties in Ohio work this
way? I don't know. But I can see here because we're heavily populated. This is the heaviest population of the state right up in this northeast part. This is really heavily populated. But for 25 square miles, that's ridiculous, that 25 of this and that. That's not doing the citizens of justice. It's just costing everybody money. You go start plowing snow and you stop at that line. Now you can just keep going, right? You go right to the boundary line, you stop and you turn around.
What are some of the other fundamental problems?
Like I say, the biggest problem is water and sewer. And finances, the run government. You're always looking for a dollar all the time. And wasn't for Uncle Sam, everybody would be in poor shape.
As far as the taxation process is concerned, where does the city tax go to, or?
Well, our taxes usually, most of it goes to a general fund. That's the police and fire departments. And the streets, they're almost, well, they get the gasoline tax, they operate that way. The sewer department, you know, they get their money from there, from the sewers. The amount we charge to the homeowners and the sanitation is almost self-sustaining. We don't get too much from real estate taxes, but we get very little. It wasn't for our 1% income tax, we'd be in trouble sitting on. That's where our biggest bulk. Like we're anticipating $4 million this year. As far as real estate taxes, we don't get hardly anything.
So you'd like to see Trumbull County become, as far as the administrations and working and all that, and all the county functions come together as a metropolitan.
It would be the best thing to do.
But won't this be rejected by the smaller areas outside? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know it would be. Oh, yeah. Yeah, even the adjacent areas like Howland, well, maybe not Howland, but Zed and Warren Township, they would do. They would raise Cain.
So this is more a process of
Oh, sure it is. Oh, sure. That'll be the common thing. I don't know if I'll be around to see it, but steadily. You see what they do, they go by population, like City of Warren. Maybe they'll have two on that, the commissioners board, you know. And you go by that, now they'll have, you know, be more county commissioners, say, and you go by population. But they'll never go.
Okay, a few more questions. If you were ordained the head of the Democratic Party as chairman, and if the chairman had power, what type of platform would you run and what type of changes would you like to see come about?
No, I think it's run all right now, the way it is. But,
are there any other changes that you'd like to see, or?
No, it's running right now. Doc Timmons is our county chairman. Mitch Shaker is our secretary. They're doing a good job. A lot of people don't think they are, but they are doing a good job. They don't get involved like Youngstown, like Mahoney County politics. They get involved in the primaries. Our Trumbull County Democratic Party, they don't. They don't get involved in the primaries. They do with the general.
Do you think the labor's agreement with the Democratic Party in Trumbull County will keep intact, or do you think it's eventually going to split off?
You mean the labor?
Right, labor.
Labor and Democratic Party?
Right.
No, I think they'll be stronger than ever myself.
Do you think the two can function without each other?
No, they need both. Because you got to have numbers if you want a good party. And you need labor to have the numbers. But labor in the last few years, they've been endorsing Republicans right along with Democrats. They haven't been changing the last few years. They don't all go down straight down Democrats. They have. The last few years, they've been. They've been endorsing a few Republicans. I'm glad to see that. I mean, they're endorsing a man, not the party.
In the past, the Democratic Party in Trumbull County has been called a political machine. Or a highly developed political system. Do you think this is the case today, or?
No, I don't think it.
How is it different today than it was back then? Or?
Oh, well, years ago, when I hear stories, they were really rough, you know. And I think it's more honest today.
I think Watergate's done any good, or?
Oh, yeah, it put everybody on their toes, probably, you know. But I do think they are more honest than they were years and years ago.
Fundamentally, what are some of the differences as far as today?
Well, years ago, what I heard, they always used to take hush money and stuff like that. Like we had that big sewer scandal in Warren here. I don't know what year that was. That was the early 60s, 61, 62. And I don't think that'll ever happen. There were three councilmen went to prison. If you remember that, but you heard about it. And I don't think that'll ever happen again.
And as far as the politicians in Trumbull County, do you think it's an upsurge of higher quality here?
Oh, yeah, you get better quality, you know, higher quality of men. There's a lot of young ones coming in. I'm glad to see that. That's 26 years old, 24.
Where do you think the youth vote is in Trumbull County, or how come they don't really come out? Or
you know, the youth, they don't go out to vote. They have that right to, but they don't. I thought when they changed the law to 18, I thought, man, that, but it didn't. They didn't do any good. They didn't come out.
What do you think the main problem is? Or?
I don't know. It could be apathy. It could be anything, you know. But I think in the future they're going to change. They're going to come out and exercise their rights. Because we got to have young blood coming in.
You think it's a problem?
And they're pretty sharp, these young ones. They are.
Do you think that it's a fundamentally an apathetic surge of the past mass movement
yeah.
of the late 60s?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But that'll.
Oh, I think they'll just wear out and they'll come back. We do have a lot of young folks in Trumbull County, but they don't exercise their rights. They could change everything if they want to.
You think, as far as campaigns, how do you run your campaigns, or how did you run your campaign since?
I always run my campaign myself. Yeah, I do. With the help of my children and my wife. I never had a campaign committee. Just the family. We all work together.
Do you think a person can be elected in a political office in Trumbull County without being endorsed by the central committee or?
Oh, yeah.
Without extreme discipline here.
Oh yeah, I think he could be elected.
Do you think the Central Executive Committee of the Democratic Party have any extremely fundamental strong point in the party, or?
Well, they come up with their ideas and everything, but it's the committee men that do all the voting, see, the precinct committee. We had a point when Doc Williams died, he was treasurer. We had a new appointment for him. The party wanted somebody else, but the precinct committee would pick someone else. I was at that meeting. So that.
But fundamentally, they're not as strong as they used to be? Or
no.
As far as
no. They don't know. Everything rests with the precinct committee. They're the ones that vote. In Trumbull County, we have 288 or something like that.
So this makes finally the party strong in that area? Or?
Oh yeah, and the precinct committee members. They're the strongest. But that's the lowest ever politics, though, you know. But they do have the power. When there's, when someone dies in office or leaves or, you know, before their term is up, they're the ones that pick it up. They vote on it. Now, like in city council, if somebody resigns, a city council appoints them in their place. But in the county, like the county offices, the central, what we call the central committee, does the appointment.
As far as Republicans in Trumbull County, since they're at an extreme minority at this point, in 27, how can they have a resurgence, or is it possible, or how can a person like Mayor Richards, how was he elected, or?
Well, there's one case there that he was a Republican, and the Democrats put him in. It wasn't for the Democrats, he wouldn't have been mayor, would he?
So it's a tie over to both sides?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's fundamentally a vote of the man rather than the party?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only way
we'll
be done in Trumbull
County here. Oh, yeah. It's like in the commissioner's office. Now we have two Republicans. I haven't seen that for a long time. But always was two Democrats and one Republican.
And are the two Republicans in office, in the commissioner's office? Why did they make it? I don't know. They seem to. Are they holding off or something, or I don't sense to know what they're doing in there?
What do you
because they, well, Bernard or...
What?
Are they working with the...
Pestrack? I don't think so. That's my opinion.
Is this fundamentally political, or is it...
I think so. See, Walter's a good man, Walter Pestrack. But his hands is tied. He's got two against him. He could never be chairman. You know, we've got
that. This is against the people of the county as far as not getting anything done. Or
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. You know, there's two they want to run the show. But Walter is a good man. He could really run the county government. But his hands are tied. That's why he wanted me in there really bad last fall.
Concluding now, is there anything that I haven't covered that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think you covered it pretty well.
Okay.